1 Corinthians in the New Testament, Paul writing a letter to the church at Corinth in Greece. I direct your attention to the 8th chapter, and if you would turn to the 2nd verse. I'd like you to read it with me if you have your Bible, and if you have the ability to put it on the screen, that would be tremendous. I don't know if you do or not, but 1 Corinthians 8 and chapter 2. Let's read it together. Everybody's got it right here. Are you ready? If you're ready, say amen.
Amen.
Say it like you mean it.
Amen.
I want to be an excited person. How about you?
Amen.
I'm telling you today at Lambeau Field in Green Bay, if they can get so excited that they're just jumping up and down over a little piece of leather going across the white line, I think we can get excited about our God that went to Calvary for us and shed his life blood. Amen. Anybody say amen? Praise God. Let's read together. And if any man think that he knoweth anything, he knoweth nothing yet as he ought to know. I don't care what kind of degree you might have. I don't care if you're an Einstein. I don't care if you've got books upon books upon books. I don't care if you've got letters upon letters upon letters after your name. None of us know what all that we can know.
Amen.
Look at verse 3. But if any man love God, the same is known of him. And you're hearing today, and by the help of the Holy Ghost, I want to speak to you today about being known. Being known. Would you put your Bibles down? Would you close your eyes? Would you uplift your hands? And just in your own way, would you ask God, Lord, would you just simply speak to my spirit today? Amen. Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, I am so thankful, God, to be here today. And I'm thankful, God, for your word. And I know that Putnam can't change anybody. But I know your word can change everything. And I'm asking, dear Lord Jesus, that you would sweep down, that you take the coal off the altar, that you touch these lips of mine, and that God, that your word would speak through us. We love you and praise you and thank you. And we'll be very careful to give you all the glory and the honor and the praise for all that you do. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And everybody said in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Everybody said in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen. Now turn to your neighbors, shake their hand, and tell them happy anniversary, Rehoboth. Amen.
Happy anniversary.
Praise God. And you may be seated. You know, there's not anybody in this congregation or in the city of Milwaukee or the state of Wisconsin or here in the United States or around the world that doesn't want to be known.
All right.
Amen. Now you might say, well, I don't really want to. Oh, yes, you do. Don't lie to yourself. You know how much time you spend in front of a mirror? Hello? You make sure that every hair is just. You make sure that everything matches. We all do this, don't we?
Yeah.
If you didn't care about what people thought about us, we just go out and do and look just how anybody, well, we wouldn't care. Hello?
Amen.
But we do care. Because we want to be known for something. Amen.
Amen.
I guarantee you up in Lambeau Field right now, we spend a lot of attention. You know, what is Aaron Rodgers known for?
Quarterback.
For who? Being a Packer. Amen. What is Michael Jackson known for? For singing. The moonwalk. I can't even do that. What is Michael Jordan known for? Basketball. All of those things. And then you look at, amen, all those, you know, I think his name, last name is Woods or something. He takes a stick and, you know, he hits a little white ball, and Tiger Woods. prophets, you know, they're known for gold. And then you look at Barack Obama. We know who Barack Obama is. He's the president of the United States. Amen. And then you look at Oprah Winfrey, and you see stars and movie stars and politicians and sports figures. And you can look at, the businessmen, and they're everybody is known for something.
Amen.
Some of you in here, I know you're a pastor. He's not just a pastor, but he's a businessman.
Amen.
There's people in here that aren't educators, teachers. Amen. I used to be a school teacher. My wife used to be a school teacher. I used to principal a school. Anybody here in the 8th grade? 8th grade? Yeah, they're not here today because they had the 8th grade principal is going to come here. What I'm trying to say is all of us want to be known. But folks, put it all in perspective. I am 63 years of age. In March I'll be 64. You know what that tells me, Brother Browning? That tells me that I've come a lot longer and a lot farther than I have been to go. I dare say I can't even count because none of us know the day nor the hour when it's our last. Amen. But you see, sports, entertainment, businessmen, politicians, all of those things, education, all of those things are known in the world. And I guarantee you, someday there will be no football. There will be no golf. There will be no basketball. There will be no more movie stars. There will be no more businessmen. But I'm telling you who will be, and that is people that love the Lord Jesus Christ with all of their heart, with all of their soul, with all of their mind and their strength. They are known. Oh, somebody clap your hands to the Lord. We are not by ourselves in this world. Malcolm, Brother Malcolm, amen, 1 year living for God. Hallelujah. Have you seen some changes in that last year in your life? Amen. Tell me, is it better now or is it worse than it was? Amen. You know it's better now. Look at that smile on his face. It's a Holy Ghost smile. Amen. I'm telling you, when you get God in your life, upset with Brother Brent and pastors in Addison because his wife was going there to the church and he wasn't living for God and he felt that her change was all because of Pastor Brent. And so he called up Pastor Brent one evening on a Friday evening and threatened his life and said, "Amen, I'm going to kill you, you pastor. Amen, you trying to tell my wife what to do," and so forth. And Pastor Brent, he said this. He said, "No, listen to me very carefully because I'm only going to tell you one time. I want you to get a pencil and paper, amen, so you get the right address to come to, amen, because I don't want you killing anybody else. I want to make sure that you get my address." He said, "Because, sir, you can't threaten me with heaven." Jesus put it this way in John 7:4. He said, "For there is no man that doeth anything in secret." And he himself seeketh to be known openly. These are Jesus' brothers trying to convince Abraham.
Deceiving themselves. God came that he would set us free from
he beholdeth himself and goeth his way and straightway forgetteth what manner of man he was. But whoso, say that means me. Say it like you mean it, that means me. But whoso looketh into the perfect law of liberty and continueth therein. Everybody say continueth therein. Folks, my friend, it's not the problem of getting saved. God wants you to be saved more than you want to be saved. The problem is your commitment to staying saved. Whoso looketh into the perfect law of liberty and continueth therein, he being not a forgetful hearer, but a doer of the word. This man, everybody say that person. Say to your neighbor, that person shall be blessed in his deed. If any man among you seem to be religious, a lot of religious people, aren't they? And bridleth not his tongue, but deceiveth his own heart, that man's religion is vain. Pure religion and undefiled before God and the Father is this, to visit the fatherless and the widows in their affliction, and to keep himself unspotted from the world. Jesus said, by this shall all men know that ye are my disciples. If ye have love one for another. I'm not talking about Hollywood love. I'm not talking about this worldly love, this sloppy agape stuff. I'm talking about genuine love. The love of God that is shed abroad in our hearts by the Holy Spirit. That's the kind of love I'm talking about. That sees through all the barriers. That doesn't judge people by the color of their skin or the lack thereof. That doesn't judge people indeed by how much they have or they don't have. That doesn't judge indeed, but you love people. You're willing to go out of the way for people. You're willing indeed to help them. And if they don't help themselves, then my friend, that's between them.
Something.
Oh, I wish to God he would. name of Jesus. What's wrong with you, preacher? Nothing wrong with me. Because I know there are angels.